time to get out the typewriter, or the computer in this case. Sarah Booker is from the Worthing Herald, and Sarah joins me to give us all a sneaky preview about the website and what's in this week's edition. Hello to you, Sarah.
Hello.
When was the last time you used a typewriter?
Exactly. I think it was the 70s.
Exactly. It's a long, long time ago, isn't it? And now, last week, we were talking about the reader's vote, and you're going to tell us all about it tonight.
Yes, last week's reader's vote was about the use of the beach chalets by Splashpoint in Worthing, and whether or not people thought it would be a good idea if artists could use them. And the vast majority of people who took part in the vote, let's bear in mind this is not a statistically significant vote, but just a straw poll, were very much in favour of it. And we had quite a few comments on the website and on our Facebook page as well, with people saying that they thought it was a good idea, particularly in the winter.
Okay.
So well, there we go.
That's the result of the poll there. It's not official, of course. I'm not going to say that. And you're going to talk about potholes as well, because it seems to be a reoccurring nightmare right across the county at the moment, doesn't it?
I don't think there is anywhere that doesn't have a pothole at the moment. As I drove home after I'd sort of sent off the list to the BBC Radio Sussex this afternoon, I actually started looking at the potholes, thinking, how many of them are there? So yes, this week's vote is all about the potholes. Is enough bit priority being given to repairing Worthing's potholes? And even though the county has 200, this is West Sussex of course, has 200 million in its budget to repair potholes and has thrown another quarter of a million at it, a lot of people are still very, very concerned about the number of holes that are growing and expanding all over the place. And we were contacted by one chap who has got to replace three of his four alloy wheels on his 1996 BMW after catching a pothole, or 15, along Little Hampton Road the other week. So it is quite a rough situation. But what I'm going to do is invite listeners to the show who are in Worthing and our readers to send in photographs and let me know the locations of various potholes, and I'm going to plot them on a map.
Right, well, I can give you a couple already. As a cyclist down South Farm Road in Worthing every single day, I can tell you, even on a bike, it's pretty uncomfortable on the buttocks.
Oh.
Even over the pothole.
Yeah, you don't want to hit a pothole on a bike.
No, especially with my saddle.
I've seen injuries.
Let's talk about the young writer who has published his first novel.
Yes, indeed. A chap called Sam Riddles. He has been writing in his spare time, but he spends most of his time looking after his wife, who has obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD. And he's been writing a thriller based in Worthing and set in Worthing about an anti-terror agent who has been caught up in two simultaneous attacks in the town. And he found it a really good way, he actually found it quite therapeutic for him to be working on this novel while looking after his wife, who has really found herself trapped in her own home through this very strange and confusing condition that apparently most of us have some level of, but most people can get control of an obsession and stop, but with people with OCD it keeps on. So he's struggling on, but he's found himself a little outlet, and his novel is going on sale.
Well, I look forward to finding more out about that and seeing it on the shelves of Beals in Worthing very soon. We were talking about cycling, and Worthing's West Promenade will be open to cyclists from next month.
From Easter. Indeed, after Easter. It's a very controversial issue because people are very concerned about the sharing of the prom, and I think many of us who have been cyclists, such as yourself and myself, and also like to have a little walk as well, the prom in the 90s could be a bit scary, and people have been injured there, but there has been quite a lot of campaigning in the last week or so to encourage people to cycle more courteously and just to take a little bit of extra care. Maybe use a bell. You're not required to have a bell anymore, but having a little bell on your bicycle is a very handy thing.
But isn't it simple, Sarah? The fact is, you know, you've got those markings. I know they're all blurred out at the moment along the prom there, but you've got the markings. And one side, you've got a picture of a child and a mother holding their hand, you know, the white markings I'm talking about on the pavement itself. And on the other side, you have a picture of a bicycle.
But people don't see the picture of the bicycle, do they?
Well, I don't know. They should do.
Well, you've already said you're a cyclist. I've had people wander in front of me before.
Well,
so yes, keep to your lane.
Indeed.
Maybe we should have lanes everywhere.
And it's going to be open from early April, you say?
From early April, yes.
Excellent. Okay, give us your website address.
www.worthingherald.co.uk.
And the paper is out tomorrow, and the price is?
45p, less than a